Hi, everyone.
Welcome back to Too Niche,
the podcast where we haul.
It's the number one audio haul podcast in the nation, if not the world.
I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah.
Today, we are taking a little diversion. We're at the top of Q4, and we thought, what better approach to this week's episode than just hauling wrecks and vibes?
Some of these wrecks are prompts from our dear listeners. Thank you so much. And then others are just ones that are just creeping up from within that must be voiced.
Indeed.
So Q4 wrecks. Okay, first though, I need to apologize to any of our listeners who are affiliated with Batch Nation. You are welcome here. This is a safe place. I believe I said I don't think we have any Bachelor fans in the midst, but I was wrong.
Huge mistake.
Huge mistake. And we love you. Thank you for joining us.
I realize there are so many Batch Nation people. It really is a nation. I guess in terms of where you and I stand on Batch Nation, I'd say we're probably like Hawaiians in the scope of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, we're out of the 48.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by that, I don't mean that we watch Bachelor in Paradise. I mean that we watch The Golden Bachelor.
Yes, which I was just going to say, it grabbed me. I'm so down for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I would care, but I think that the format just lends so perfectly to late in life looking for love in a way that felt so sweet and pure. And I just was like stressed out about how late they were making them stay up.
I was really stressed about that too. When it was morning the next morning and a bunch of senior citizens are still awake, I was like, you literally shaved years off the end of this person's life. This is so bad for them to be sleep deprived.
I couldn't get, like, I was fixated on it.
No, I was really haunted by that. I was like, how could you do this to me? Question mark.
Do you think that they took a break, said, okay, you can get out of hair and makeup, get out of your gowns, we'll pick this back up at 8 a.m.?
I don't think so, because it looked like early morning light. Like it looked like it's 6 or 7 a.m. and they've filmed through the night.
See, I don't like them having to film under those conditions.
Me neither. I think that that's horrific and exploitative. And if it was imagine if it was one of your parents.
I'd be so worried.
Yeah.
But I can see all the spinoffs. I will go to that paradise. I actually would fully sign up for Batch Nation if it was strictly Golden.
I love the Golden format. I love that episodes are only an hour long. That's the longest any episode of anything really needs to be.
And I liked that they licensed actual good music. Did you notice that?
Oh, I guess they did. Do they usually not?
Mm-mm.
I'm always kind of like half paying attention if I do get sucked into The Bachelor, and like, but then I lose interest eventually because I'm like, you're asking so much of me. It's work.
Yeah, I haven't been able to, but I am happy to be here now, and I feel like we're all connecting on a deeper level with our Batch Nation listeners and this new Golden Bachelor era.
The Golden Bachelor is hot, first of all. He's a young 70-something. And then it's also making me less stressed out about aging.
Yeah, no, it just, you never know where the next adventure lies.
The hard thing is, it's like, I feel like we're entering a period where it's like 40s, and 50s and 60s is like Viking funeral time, but like that Amy Schumer sketch. But then 70s is like, oh, we're bad. We're just like who we are now. But I'm like, I'm going to need way more content about like 40s.
Housewives.
But even they are like 30s. How were they 40 and 50 when the Housewives started?
When Housewives started, I want to say majority were in their 40s, okay. Like OC. And I know New York was late 40s, and then like Bethany was our age.
The only thing that's like,
and so was Alex.
Yeah, the only representation I see is of like Housewives, which is a different, they're not like comfortable with aging either, like there's a lot of things at play, so that makes me uncomfortable because I understand how much money they're spending on plastic surgery, and I'm like trying to budget accordingly. These ladies are a mixture, the Golden Bachelorettes are a mixture of plastic surgery, genetics, maybe no plastic surgery, maybe just skincare and healthy lifestyle. But
it's like, also there's like, it's like Midwestern plastic surgery or like New Jersey plastic surgery. It's just like different locations of derms, which is different than like a New York, LA,
Miami.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just a theory I'm working out.
That's a good theory. I think Midwestern plastic surgery is the kind of plastic surgery that one wants in some.
I mean, I've seen some great work over in Metro Detroit, I will say. Just there's a lot to think about, a lot to unpack. Watch this space.
I'm really into reverse aging. I haven't like started practicing any reverse aging techniques. Instead, I feel like I'm accelerating my own aging. So I'm now trying to like reverse what I've accelerated, but I'm feel like this like millionaire Brian Johnson guy is onto something.
Is that the guy who's just like completely devoted his entire energy and days to stopping the clock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's basically just a living scientific experiment, but I was like, what he's doing after you get past it and get over like making fun of him, then you really look into what he's doing and you're like, wait, but you're an incredible person.
I guess my question is, it seems to me like he's stripped his existence of all joyful things. Like there is no cheat day.
To him, he doesn't not need one. He thinks it's like a construct that you would need it.
That you would need like a breadbasket?
Blueprint protocol. Don't die. I love this. It's so sci-fi and it's so psychotic to be like, we're now just going to stop, like physically stop ourselves from aging. But it's also like, it is possible if you literally just eat pureed cauliflower and lentils and like don't drink and take a million supplements. I mean, his life is centered around this, but I feel like there's, I mean, he thinks it's like the best thing ever.
I'm certainly fascinated by it, but I also think like if you're devoting your whole life to stopping the aging process and it requires like so much discipline and so much stripping of all things that would be traditionally categorized as joyful, like what are we doing?
I know.
That seems like a long, long time to just be
to be eating a lentil. Eating like a lukewarm lentil journey.
Yes, like I'm sad just thinking about it.
It's a system. It's like he's removing options and willpower and just living within a very specific system.
Yeah.
And then like reframing everything. Like he would argue that there is no, like he is now experiencing total joy. It's really, it's really bizarre, but okay. It's like cool.
I don't know if any of these wrecks today are going to turn back the clock per se, but joyful they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your first wreck? My wreck is to read Brian Johnson's Don't Die Blueprint Protocol and just like look at these take test notes. Results okay. and take notes because it is it's a fascinating read.
I'll check that out.
Yeah,
absolutely. Something that's so important, I'm on a constant quest for them, white t-shirts.
Please help me.
Okay, so I've recently come across two different brands that I'm really pleased with.
Okay.
First is the Lisette Margot tee. Retails for $68. I think if you sign up for text alerts from them or something, you can get a little percentage off. I got it in white and black as a package.
Oh, I love a package.
I do love these t-shirts. They're boxy. They're like a thicker material. They are flattering on the arm. I would say they're an A minus, which is strong.
That is strong.
And then I did an event this weekend, produced an event this weekend that we had like different vendors, and there was this brand there called Nudes, N-U-U-D-S. And I think it's like a mom influencer brand from what I gathered, but they gave me their, hold on, wait, I have to see what the kind of t-shirt it is. They gave me their everyday t-shirt. It retails for $58. I was wearing it yesterday.
I noticed that t-shirt and I liked it.
It's a great t-shirt. I will be purchasing more. I was really surprised. The cut was just good. It's looser fit. It just felt like you're wearing sort of like a guy's t-shirt, but made for females. And I loved it. I almost like it more than the Lisette one.
Shocking.
Kind of a little bit different of a vibe. The Lisette's like a little bit more fitted, but
how much great. Is the Nudes one?
58.
Okay, that's nice that it's lower price point.
Yep. I'll link both of them.
Is it the everyday t-shirt?
Yep. And I had the small.
Okay. Are you normally a small?
I like things a little bit bigger. So like I'll do a smaller medium depending. For the Lisette, I also got a small.
Wow. Okay.
So super important. White tees every day.
So difficult to find a good white t-shirt.
It's truly crazy.
I just did like a reformation order.
Okay.
And was like, oh, I'll get the white t-shirt. And it's horrific.
The ribbed one?
Not a ribbed. It's just like a plain white t-shirt, not like a tight fitting one. But I ordered a medium and it's like literally they want me, and I do wear large in some stuff if I'm going to go oversized, but they are telling me that I'm like baseline large in their world.
Okay. I have the Reformation Muse t-shirt, which is their ribbed one. They have it in a bunch of different options. It retails for $38. It runs really small. And for me, it's like strictly a underneath the sweater sweatshirt piece. But for $38, it's sort of a good go-to for that. It's like fitted, little too fitted, hence why I only wear underneath things. But if you're in the market for something like that.
I'm having a hard time with Reformation because I'm like,
I think I've aged out of Reformation.
Same, but there's some stuff that I'm like, I just don't think that their quality is that good for what they price things at. It's like really low quality. The quality to price comparison is bad.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, where else can I get like this silhouette or this type of thing that I'm looking for?
I'll tell you what the price point is hellacious for the quality is Aritzia. I was just in there and the quality has gone down so much. I was looking at a trench. It was almost $400. I'm like, Aritzia? Excuse me?
Who do you think you are?
Offensive.
That's rude.
Aritzia girlies. I feel like there's like an Aritzia aloe, like it's the same. There's the same customer. I just don't like it. I don't like where things are right now.
They're in cahoots. And that aloe, I'm like thinking of them next to each other at the Grove, and everywhere there's an Aritzia. You like swing a purse and you hit an aloe, and I'm like, what do they know? They've signed a deal with the devil. They have a pact.
Yep.
A sinful pact. But I recently went an aloe which is always kind of a mistake, but I was like, I need just black leggings. Like, let me try some on and buy them. And I was like, you could fully see my ass crack through these leggings. And no. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Quality has gone down with everything. Everything's gotten more expensive and the quality has gotten shittier.
What's up with that?
I'm enraged.
It's awful. I'm like, I just don't run a business like that.
No, you get better as time goes on.
You get better and the deals get better. And then if you're going to get upcharged, you're getting higher quality. I don't like it one bit.
I don't either.
Yeah, it's hard to find good anything anymore.
Vintage.
Vintage is good.
Vintage Gap. That stuff holds. 90s Gap, the way that holds up is so impressive.
And like vintage J. Crew.
Yep.
Wait, can we talk about Banana Republic's whole rebrand? What's going on? I didn't even realize what BR was, and I kept seeing it on Melrose, and I was like, what is this? Like, did Restoration Hardware start a clothing line? Like, it's been months of seeing BR and being like, what is that
it's
place?
It's their home.
No, but they also have like a clothing one.
But have you looked at the BR home stuff?
I got sent a BR home catalog. Don't get too excited.
I got so excited. Did you see the prices?
Yeah, it's
insane.
I was
shaken. They're like Restoration Hardware prices. I'm like, I don't know who you think the Banana Republic customer is, but every time I look at Banana Republic, everything's 40% off. So
I didn't even realize that people even went in Banana Republic. Like, I have not seen a person like walk in and out of a Banana Republic in the entirety of times like that I've been to the Grove even. See, I'm like, this is a void space. And I don't understand how this brand is even still alive, let alone revamping itself into like a very expensive home line and like a really lush retail space on Melrose.
About a year ago, they quote unquote rebranded. And by rebrand, they did all of their shoots of the product with lime wash behind them on the wall. And so all of a sudden it was like updated and it's like the new Banana Republic. The fit is awful. The quality is not that great. Everything is priced to be marked down. Like, I just, it's all trash. It's Trash Island future.
I'm like, how does it even get to Trash Island? Because who is buying that?
I don't know.
If you were given the option between Banana Republic and Zara, you would choose Zara every time.
See, I'm fresh off a jaunt to the Grove, so I am activated right now.
But even Zara's that quality is horrible. They changed their entire like fitting, like sizing again. And every time I've gone in there, I'm like, I must be Brendan Fraser in The Whale because I don't fit into anything. Things are lumpy on me. Even the things that I'm like, if I'm getting a larger in XL, I'm like, this is also fitting weird and lumpy.
They're like hitting the tween market.
It's just for stick figure children, preteen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I guess as a woman of a certain age, I'm no longer allowed in this space.
I just don't know anymore.
It really is the row or bust, unfortunately, is what I'm learning.
I guess.
Like, what are you supposed to do?
It's crazy. I truly hate them all. I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel upset. One should walk through the mall for a serotonin boost. Just a browse, see what's out there. I felt unsafe at the Grove and sad by the selection. And I had a $100 gift certificate to Nordstrom's just burning a hole in my pocket.
Horrible Nordstrom.
The Nordstrom.
The Grove is a cursed locale. And this is coming from someone who loved the Grove. Like, specifically, part of the draw of living in this neighborhood was the proximity to the Grove. It was once a sacred space for me.
It's a sheesh.
Yeah, it's a total sheesh.
Okay, somebody asked about a body wash suggestion. And I have the best one.
Okay.
Do you know the brand Cremo? They carry it at like CVS and Target.
Mm-mm.
It's in the men's section. And the scent is Palo Santo.
Ooh. I like that.
And I am very sensitive. Like I can get really irritated from it. I haven't had any problems whatsoever. It smells so good. You kind of smell like a dude, which I like.
I like that.
And it's $10. And it pairs very nicely with the Osea, you know, that body polish that they... Yep, that's it.
I like this packaging, too.
It looks great in the shower. It just was like an A-plus find.
That's a really good find.
Run, don't walk.
I'm all about a bar soap. Like I just
old school.
Yeah, I like an old school. I like that it's like not buying another plastic thing that you're going to end up on Trash Island. And then you can go high or low, but it's not like a thing that has to be always like expensive. Because a lot of the times I'll just go to CVS and get like a bunch of Tom's bar soaps or whatever and just rotate them.
Okay.
But then when I was in Greece, I went to... You know that brand Kora's? Mm-hmm. The guy that started that has like a more upscale brand that he started called the Naxos Apothecary. And that's like bespoke like scents and just like upscale soaps and perfumes. And I got a couple bar soaps from there to bring back. And I'm using those now and feeling...
Do you love?
Yeah, I'm loving it. That's more of an investment. I feel like they were probably like €30 or something each. But I was like,
it's nice.
It feels nice to just be like in the shower.
Yeah. And important.
It's aromatherapy.
If you can't feel in a shower, where are you going to feel it?
It's harder and harder to feel these days. And in my bathroom, I'm having a hard time feeling in general. Like it's just in such need of like a paint job and like a full zhuzh. So I'll take it where I can get it.
Yeah. Are you going to repaint?
I'm going to repaint, but I'm in the process of like, I'm in like a long haul renovation of this apartment journey, trying to get it in a place like... I'm like surrounded by dingy energy and I'm really needing it to be a little more upscale aesthetic feeling. So, but I also am trying to get the people that should be paying for it, aka the building owners and management company to do all of it. So I'm in it.
I'm buckled up for a
long Q4 of HGTV. Maybe I should document my...
I would love that.
Okay.
I could see that.
Okay.
That's content I would consume.
That's good content and it is showing... I like before and afters and taking you through the process because this is about to be pretty hellish, I think.
I started repainting my house myself.
That's a bold move.
I love a repaint. I just think it scratches a lot of itches. Before and after, project, colors, paint, selection, all the things. But then I ran out of major steam and it's still been like taped up for like the like fixtures and stuff have been taped up still for weeks and I have to finish.
Yeah, that's a have to finish.
It's bleak.
I like that you got in DIY mode and just DI'd and then forgot the why.
Exactly. But I went to Portola Paints, which is my favorite paint place in LA. It's so good.
You know who I was really inspired by, whose story you popped up on, was John Hill and his lime wash.
I've been consulting on John Hill's apartment.
That was a good lime wash.
Yeah, it was great. We went to Portola for that.
I'm like, should I do? I can't really do a lime wash down
you
here.
Can though. It actually would, because you have the like old rental textured walls and it actually is perfect for that. And it doesn't add like texture to the wall. It just is how it dries. It has the texture in like how the brush strokes are.
Mm-hmm.
So you can paint over it when it's done and your landlords would be none the wiser. It would look really cool in here if you did like a beigey.
I know, maybe that's the vibe.
I think it's the vibe.
I need to feel, after being in like
elegant... You need a Banana Republic
catalog. After being in elegant spaces and like I'm just like, I'm dinged out a bit right now.
I get it. It's not bad in here, though.
It's not bad, but it's just one of those things where you like realize it's like all of a sudden the years and years of living in one space mm-hmm. that's like not yours to like upkeep.
Yeah.
It adds up. And then you're like, oh my God, there's like scuffs everywhere and like water damage. And then you're like, I get live in a hovel. Yeah.
But all those things can be fixed. We just need to get the landlord on board.
Yeah.
And like,
this is my HGTV. I need to also monetize this content.
Because
if
so
it
too.
Does come into a hire someone, or I'm not so much of a DIY. Like, I'm like a put together, I'll put together any furniture. Like, I actually love that. But I cannot do, I'm not like a paint it myself kind of person.
I love that. Okay. Somebody asked for tarot reader / energy work suggestions, and boy do I have some good ones.
You really do.
Okay, first and foremost, the person who I've been seeing for over 3 years, at least twice a year on the tarot reading front, I do that virtually. I think she's based in Canada, and her name is Tarot Lori, and I just had my bi-yearly tarot check-in with her the other week, and she is so amazing. I love her so much. She's just, I can't say enough amazing things about her. She's an A+, do it, totally affordable and just great if you're dealing with something or just like looking for some clarity or just like need a little mental boost of like it's all gonna be okay. She's the one for that,
especially for like eclipse season.
Yeah. Which is apparently supposed to be a doozy if you're a Taurus. And that's me.
We need to warn Carrie. He's going to Utah to like experience the eclipse.
Oh.
I know. Maybe that's good. I don't know.
Carrie and I, was it that we have the same birthday?
He's April 23rd.
Okay, I'm 21st.
Yeah, you're very close.
Very close, yeah.
Yeah.
And then one of my other favorite energy people is my friend Megan Wallace James. If you were a That's So Retrograde listener, she was on many a time. She's an interior energy worker. Her whole thing is your space is really like a vision board for how you can manifest and remove blocks and really just like do the inner work within your home to kind of bring in on the outer. And she's worked a lot with private clients, but she's recently opened up doing virtual consults. And I'm just really happy that she's like making her work more readily available. I think it's $200 for the bedroom. Bedroom is obviously like a big heartbeat of the house. And I love her stuff. So I'm going to link both of them.
So what, you like show her your bedroom and then she's like, your bed is not in the right position. Like you need to move it over here. I would love that. But I also don't want someone to tell me that I can't have a massive 65-inch flat screen in the bedroom.
Yeah, she would probably say that the bedroom is for sleeping and sex only.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
she'd be right.
Yeah. But if the TV is what serves your soul, which as it does mine, then that's just got to be how it is.
I do think the flat screen is blocking a lot of things, but I also like can't give up on the flat screen yet.
Listen, times are tough. If you can't be cozy in bed on like a full Housewives binge, I don't know how else to be.
Mm-hmm. I'm cycled out of like when I first got the bed, which was almost, I'm on my year anniversary of a king size flat screen life.
Mazel.
But that first 6 months, I would say I took all my meals in bed and was like living
this
that
is
flat
it.
Screen existence. And then I was like, I'm not an animal. I can't like eat in my bed, even though I'm very clean. I was like, I can't do this. And so I stopped allowing myself to do that.
Yeah. But I think it's important to let yourself do that for a little while and then just like phase out of it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause if that's what's calling to you, you just got to do it until it's not
need.
The thing anymore.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Moving on to another reader suggestion, an investment piece for my 30th under $1,000.
Wow, I've been thinking about this one a lot.
I know. It's a tough one.
I know.
I'd say probably an accessory that, like, I would go like purse, shoes, maybe a piece of jewelry, or like a blazer.
Oh, blazer's a good one. Mm-hmm. I was thinking take the real route, or like a rebag route, and invest in a great designer bag that makes you feel excited about life. But I don't think you need to do new, because I think you could get like way more bang for your buck with a resale piece.
Definitely. I think like going on the real, like I've looked a lot at like something recently that I've been interested in are like the Gucci with bamboo handles, or like little mini backpacks with the bamboo handles. And those are retailing for like super cheap on the real right now, as are Balenciaga like moto bags. Mm-hmm. So I think something like that would be good. And then you could use even the leftover to get another thing.
Yeah. Also, I think like a nice piece of jewelry is a good way to go. I really like The Last Line. I think they've got great stuff. Sophie Ratner also has really nicely priced items. Or if you're in LA, a 24 carats. Or I'm sorry, 14 carats.
14 carats.
Which is really well priced, and they'll pretty much dupe any style of anything you want.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like
jewelry or a bag. I don't think shoes.
No personally. Shoes?
I just think shoes wear and tear more so than a bag or jewelry.
True. Like, and but if you get like a nice pair of, like, it's like I bought a pair of Celine loafers like a couple years ago, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna have these loafers for a really long time, and just like something like that where you're like, oh, these will just be my loafers.
True.
Until the end of time, or until they like completely wear out, and then you're like,
fair,
a little Celine loafer.
I take it back. I think there is a good shoe acquisition out there.
But it's something that's like kind of a not trend driven, but just will like
exactly
not go out of style, that you can wear year after year. That's not going to be like, oh, I'm going to get rid of this after
mm-hmm.
a minute.
Mm-hmm. But I was just looking at the designer shoes at Nordstrom's, and I was truly like, all of this looks like trash.
Yeah, it's not impressive.
Which is so crazy, because Nordstrom's is known for having like the best shoe selection.
But that
the
Nordstrom
buyer
is bad.
There is not, it's not like, who's that customer? A tourist? I don't understand.
I think it is just like really bad tourist clothes.
Because the shoes that are online for Nordstrom's, it's an embarrassment of riches. We've got all the options.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what buyer decided on the hideous selection of shoes and like devoting a massive amount of the upstairs space to Farm Rio, but I take a lot of issue with it. I don't like it.
Oh man, it's a rough scene all around. Ooh,
or investment piece, a coat.
Yeah.
A coat that's like like a duster, or just like a long classic.
An amazing raincoat. If I was going to do anything right now and price was no object, it would be a Celine raincoat.
What do those look like?
Just like a classic, just beautifully made, beautiful material.
I want to Google it.
Doesn't look like much.
Mm-hmm. There's also
but
like
in person, oof.
Burberry trenches that are out now from like last season, which was like kind of green and really oversized, was nice. But I think that you can find a really nice coat for under $1,000 for
yeah.
sure. even this brand that Matches does, which is their in-house brand, Ray, is
love
like
their stuff.
You can get, they have all these like really good parkas or long coats or something like that would, that will serve you season after season, year after year. And that will make you feel like she when you wear it is mm-hmm. like, that feels very adult.
Yeah. Like, and also I've noticed on the Real Real, there's a lot of the Max Mara coats, which are amazingly great quality. A lot of people are,
they're offloading,
cleansing their wardrobes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, their loss is your gain.
That's right.
The Real Real is so hard sometimes because I like will find the best stuff, but then it's like final sale and you're like,
I hate that.
How am I supposed to know if this even fits?
I know, it's really stressful. I'm more of a lurker on the Real Real. Like I truly late night, that's where I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm just seeing what's around. What are people getting rid of? What's selling? What's staying around? I always look at what's on sale first. I don't usually look at the new arrivals.
I never look at new arrivals, but I'll get like a bee in my bonnet to seek out some specific thing. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like vintage Prada jackets. And then I'll just make like save that search yep. of those in my size. And there'll be amazing deals. But then I'm like, I can't trust. Like I've gone down the road before of ordering something that was like final sale and basing off the measurements and then it arriving and me being like, this is not like what they said and it doesn't fit like how I thought it would.
No, they're messy over there.
They have no idea what they're doing.
It's truly a what? I got a pair of LaRue shoes for my engagement party last year from them. And in the description, which I didn't notice, it said that it was dark brown, but the photo was that of black. Luckily, I ended up changing what I was wearing and it worked perfectly because my dress was brown and mm-hmm. so it all was great. And I think I paid $86 for a shoe that retails for $400.
Yeah.
So it was great, but they just added the photo without having it match the description.
No, they don't. I don't trust a thing that they do on that site. If you pitch enough of a fit and you have the receipts, they will refund you. Because I did one time in a manic episode buy a Louis Vuitton Speedy, like a Steven Sprouse graffiti nice. Speedy. And I was so excited about it. But then when it came, I was like, this has so much scuffing on it and like an ink stain on the inside that you didn't tell me about.
Oh.
And then I was trying to have them just like not like refund me 30% or something, or like give me like a big discount, but they were like, just give it back and we'll give you the money back. And I was like, that's for the best because yeah. I had affirmed this.
We have to talk about the candle that's burning in this house right now because it smells so good. I know it's a pricey one, mm-hmm. but can you talk about it for a moment?
It's a candle by Trudon called Mary, and it's perfect for fall. It's kind of smoky fall vibes, but also romantic and also a little spooky. And it's kind of woodsy, but also like Bride of Frankenstein in the castle. Maybe there are like pumpkins around.
I'm loving it.
It's We've like had, a little bit spicy.
It's great. It's so good.
I mean, there's a new Trudon store on Melrose that opened up and it's too dangerous for me to go in there right now because I will not go in there and not buy something. And I have like lots of candles to burn through before I can re-up.
Wow.
But it's a really good
it's
one.
It's great.
Yeah.
Really good. If you want to get someone a really nice gift, this is the perfect thing.
It's my go-to like wedding present or like, yeah, like a super nice like birthday present or like an anniversary present for a couple or something. Like everyone's happy when they open the gift and they see a Trudon candle.
I got an email today that one of my favorite candles for this season is back in stock. It's the Heretic Smudge candle.
Mm. Like a Palo Santo kind of candle?
Yeah, it's very woodsy smelling. Mm. And it's wonderful. And I'm going to be repurchasing it. But I am on their mailing list because they do amazing sporadic deals. So I'm not going to be paying full price for it.
Yeah, no.
But if I think it retails for like $70 normally.
I think you should go on candledelirium.com, and then they run sales or promotions a lot. So sometimes they even do like 15% off like flash sales, and Trudon's included on that. And if you spend over a certain amount, you can get free shipping. So you can end up getting it for pretty cheap.
That's strong. We have seen the requests for the candle haul, mm-hmm. and it's coming.
You'll get a candle haul eventually.
It's happening. It just takes a considerable amount of planning to do it the way we want to.
Yeah. And I still have like a drawer full of candles from hauling years ago. So I need to be able to like devote a lot of funds to the haul.
Yeah. I hear that.
But yeah, you will get a candle haul eventually. I want to talk about a scent that I discovered recently.
Okay.
That I was like very much liking. So there's this brand, Ceremonia, that just, it's at Sephora now. It's like a hair care brand that's, I am pretty sure, all natural, like paraben, sulfate, whatever, free. And they have cute packaging and like everything smells really good. And they released, people were so obsessed with the way that their hair products smelled that they made a perfume version.
Oh.
And the perfume version is really good too.
That's such a trend because Way did that and Orbe did that.
Mm-hmm. Both, I've never been plussed, especially by their offerings.
I do not like the Way smells at all. At all.
I don't really like Way.
It's not my favorite.
Some products that I've used that I'm like, okay, I like this. It's fine. But like, I've never been like blown away by.
There you go.
Yeah, I've never been blown away.
Nor have I. I just started using this. Wait, what's it called? I have to look it up. It's this hair oil that's a scalp treatment that's supposed to be really good. The Divi. The brand is Divi. You need to use it for 3 months. And I'm like, it's their scalp serum. I'm only 3 weeks in, but watch this space.
What's it doing for you?
It's supposed to help with hair thinning and nourishing the scalp and removes product buildup. So I was like, I'm interested.
Nice.
And I've been using their shampoo and conditioner, and I like it a lot. I switch between that and Way. Or not Way. Olaplex.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I am...
We did have a question about shampoos, so that's shampoos, my 2 cents.
I'm back on the Goop scalp scrub.
Okay.
I love that shampoo. I think it smells so good, and it suds up like really, really nicely. That's not like an everyday shampoo vibe, but then I'll also rotate in Garden of Earthly Delights shampoo, which I think is also an all natural, really good smelling. And then I'll do a L'Oreal, just like a drugstore shampoo.
I feel like the L'Oreal drugstore stuff is strong. I think it's the same as Lancome.
Mm-hmm.
And also L'Oreal owns Kérastase, so I have to imagine that it's all...
I think it's all the same. I do the L'Oreal Paris Bond Repair shampoo.
Okay.
And that, I think, is really good as well.
A drugstore option from Miss Shane Halls, which we don't get often.
We had one time where Elizabeth was like, let's do a drugstore haul. And I was like, I don't... I was aside from like Q-tips and...
You're like, I don't know
her. I was like, I don't... do that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I need to rethink that.
I do that. I actually just went to the dermatologist this past week, and I have a little bit of rosacea. Shout out to those with rosacea. And she was on my face, and she was like, gave me a very long list of recommended face washes and such, and La Roche-Posay was like had a lot of options on there.
I hear good things about that brand.
They said that, and I forget why, but they said that for SPF, it's better to do tinted than a non-tinted SPF. And they said the La Roche-Posay one was the one.
Fascinating.
I know.
I was gifted a SPF by my injection provider because I had to wait like an unusually long time for my appointment one day. And so she just gave me like a suite of products and sent me on my way. And it's this, it's a tinted moisturizer. I think it's a tinted mineral sunscreen that's SPF 75.
Okay.
By Skin Better, and I really like it.
What does the packaging look like? Is it black?
It's like a kind of a dark navy blue cylindrical with a pump.
Okay. It's just an interesting fact that I had never heard about the tinted over versus...
Does the tint have to do with like a mineral something or the other?
I asked why, and she told me, and then I forgot.
Yeah.
But Elta MD... truly is, I have that on auto order from Dermstore.
I know, I love that
one. I go through it and it's just strong. Somebody asked about SPF too. Oh, I'm living in pedicure regret. That's my sheesh right now. Do you ever get a pedicure and like hate the color immediately that you've gotten?
No, but I will get a pedicure and then be really darked out by like the quality of the job.
That it's
because I do gel pedicures just because I want to have it last for a lot. Like I want to be able to go weeks without, I don't want any chipping and like, but then when you get a gel pedicure and you see like uneven polish, like lumps or something, I'm just like, I'm going to kill myself because like you can't even take it off.
Yeah. And it's hard because you're not like down there with them. So you can't really micromanage as you can with a manicure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I was not paying attention. I got this color that was like truly the color of like my rubber Hokas. I was like, why?
Like a charcoal gray.
It's like, yeah, it's awful. I'm so mad.
Yeah, that's not like a sexy toe color.
No, awful toe color.
I think my next pedicure is going to be a neutral.
That's the way to go. Just always a tan, neutral.
Like a taupe, a neutral.
Yep.
I like that or like red.
Yep.
If I'm feeling a little festive, mm-hmm. Maybe like a really light pink if it's like summertime.
Light pink can be nice too.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't get that adventurous when it comes to colors of the nails.
Mm-hmm.
So this was just a huge misstep.
I would like to like transition out of pedicures, but I do think that nail polish makes my feet look better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. All of us.
So it's hard.
It is.
We had a lot of questions about furniture.
We did.
Living room furniture, couches, sofas, sectionals under 3K. I don't know a sectional or a sofa that's worth its salt necessarily under 3K.
No, I mean, I got one from Article just because the dimensions fit and it was peak COVID. And I was like, I need a couch because I'm going insane. Because I didn't have one in my living room.
Oh, yeah.
And I regret it. Like, it's fine, but it's not something I'm going to hang on to forever and want to reupholster and just doesn't light me up with joy.
I like CB2. Like, I just think that I like their design of furniture. Mm-hmm. I think it's nice. The quality, I'd say, is like pretty good. Like some stuff I have like gotten a chair from there that I was like, this chair actually sucks. But then I repurposed it into being like a meditation only chair. Mm-hmm. Like that's the only time I would sit in it. And it is actually perfect for that. But like my couch that's in my apartment is a CB2 couch. It actually is under 3K. But it's a very specific look, and the dimensions were that it fit the exact space I needed it to fit. So other than that, I'm going to have it recovered. Maybe that I'll cover that on my HGTV channel.
I noticed Lulu and George is having a 25% off sale right now. I just think the rule of thumb is just do not pay full price. Everything is priced to be discounted. Whether it's the 10% off, give them your email so you can, you know, get a discount upon purchase or whatever the case may be. Just like take the extra step or wait until November when everything's on sale. I just feel like it's a weird time to shop right now.
yeah, you have to exercise a little bit of restraint. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, that is interesting that Lulu and George.
I know there's a media console that I am eyeing.
Oh, I like that. I know exactly the one they're talking about. Yeah, when it comes to a couch, may God have mercy on your soul. Because especially now, Facebook, you just realize, like, actually, my good friend and neighbor got a couch off of Facebook Marketplace. It's like a huge, comfy, almost brand new sectional.
I think it's where it's at. Yeah. A lot of my designer friends are trolling it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And like really out there just like getting deals, which I like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone asked about a lip gloss. I am obsessed with Say, the brand. I love everything that they do. I pretty much only use them. And they came out with this Glossy Bounce lip gloss oil that is my new favorite. I love it.
Ooh.
It's so moisturizing. It lasts long. The colors are pretty, but they're really sheer. So it's just like a hint of color. And they retail for $22, which I think nowadays...
reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hate to say it, but...
that's cute.
I love them.
I also like the Summer Fridays, like lip glosses.
I haven't tried that one, but I know it's very popular.
Yeah, it's a popular one. I also like this brand that I think is like the Credo Beauty in-house brand called Exa. And they make like a really sparkly lip gloss that I like a lot.
Ooh.
I like just the color of the sparkle in the little jar. Or it's not like a jar, but more of like a wand thing. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, I also like it on the lip.
I've realized that I am experiencing slight trauma from walking through Sephora today.
It's disgusting. Hell. It's hell on earth.
Huh.
I can't like engage. I know, it's awful. Another instance of price goes up and like... like, I thought Sephora was supposed to be a luxury experience.
They need to be limiting the amount of people that they have in that store. It's too hard to... I was like, I got money to spend in here. Let's do some things. I'm looking for a concealer. But a concealer I did not, because it was just so hectic in there. I was like, this is insane.
It's loud. It's always like hundreds of people in there.
Dirty, as we've highlighted before.
It's so dirty. It's a true petri dish of a store.
Awful.
Stains and smudges on everything. Yeah. And then you cannot walk 2 feet without someone going, hey, how can I help you? Are you looking for anything? And like, you're just like, my God, like, get away from me.
I am in a mood today.
Yeah.
And I blame it on the Grove.
It's the most horrible place in all of the land.
So upset.
It's awful.
Don't go there.
Do we need to go back to the Beverly Center? Is that where it's at now? I haven't been in the Beverly Center in years.
If you're going to mall in LA, it's Century City Mall.
Yeah.
Hands down.
But even that, I had a really cursed shopping day there. Like... around the time of my birthday, like the last time I was there, yeah, it was like May, and I had my friend Jenna came out from New York for my birthday, and I was like, we've got to go hit the Westfield Century City for a day that we'll never forget. And then every single store that I went into and tried something on, I was like, this is so wrong. Like, you know, I've never experienced a shopping day where like my urge to spend is so high, but yeah. nothing's worth the spend. And I was like, this is like a new form of hell unlocked.
Were you there on a weekend?
No, oh. It was like a weekday.
I was gonna say, you can't weekend there.
No, but like, I was like, what is going on? And then I've since like had some of those days, which may be called just like maturing, is where you just don't, you're just not getting... you're feeling spendy, but you're practicing discernment and discipline.
There you go.
But I also am like, I don't know. It was weird.
Truly. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's just, there's just a lot of junk out there.
Yeah.
And it's omnipresent.
Let's talk sexy lingerie. Do you know anything about that?
I mean... I think I look sexy in the lingerie I wear, but I wouldn't say it's sexy, like trying to be sexy. I don't know. I'm not really into that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know either. Like, we got that request. Yeah. And I was like, I've gone at one point when I was like fucking someone I was really obsessed with and wanted to be like sexy. I just went to the Agent Provocateur and like got like a couple sets from there and then wore those for that time. And then I don't know, they've just been around. But aside from that, I'm like, I don't really know.
I think Agent Provocateur is like the classic. It's spendy.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's nice to have like an investment piece. When I got engaged, my mom's best friend got me like something for the wedding night.
No, like a crotchless panty?
No, it was more of like, I think it was like a hanky panky, like white lace kind of like teddy situation. And I was like, no offense, but I'm never going to wear this. Like, in what world?
A teddy, not a teddy. I think the sexiest thing is like just be nude.
Exactly. That's my school of thought.
Or like some sort of like mesh something or the other. Like a little, like a mesh kind of like see-through bra.
The brand that I love, Negative Underwear, they have a lot of mesh stuff. I wear, I've talked about them on a previous Rex app, and I think their stuff is great.
Okay, I like
that. So I feel sexy in it, and I think that's more the vibe. I don't know about like that world of sexy lingerie shops where there's like really, really seasoned professionals in there ready to measure you and like drop $500. I don't know about any of that.
Yeah, I don't know that either, except for that one time years ago.
We all need that one time.
I know. I saw that someone requested deodorant. And I'm really on to something right now in the deodorant space, which is every time I get out of the shower, I spray magnesium oil on my armpits.
Okay. Crunchy.
For the relaxing vibes that they promise. Sometimes I'll spray some on my chest and like rub it around.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have just been using like Ursa Major, like a natural deodorant. I've been using natural deodorant for a really long time because I'm terrified of breast cancer.
Right.
But sometimes I was experiencing this a lot. And I don't know if also I've been getting laser hair removal on my armpits. So I don't know if this is helping. But I think the magnesium oil is now really getting rid of like my tendency to go like a chicken noodle soup armpit. Story. That's the
hack.
Trial and tribulation of a natural deodorant for me is that sometimes my armpits will straight up smell like meat. And so that's just a tough thing. It's like, do you want to smell like beef or do you want cancer?
Right.
And I've chosen beef, but this magnesium oil, which is not actually oil, spray. It's more of just like a spray. Yeah. I'm into it. And I think it is doing something.
I really like magnesium spray. I have the aloe one.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it at night, though, like to calm me completely because it like puts me into a slumber.
I like it. I just kind of always could use like a little calm. Yeah, and a spritz. And I know that it's like, and I also just take so much magnesium at night anyways, and that helps with sleep. But my, like, probably my baseline magnesium levels are very high.
My deodorant of choice is also a natural one. It's the Negative. Is it called Negative? No.
Native.
I got all confused.
I like Native.
Native sensitive skin one. Though. Ooh. It has to be the sensitive skin. The other one, like, I think it's the baking soda or something that's in a lot of natural deodorants,
causes irritation.
Yeah. And if you look up armpit rash online, it is cause for alarm. So before you do that, switch your deodorant, choose the sensitive option, and then Google it, because it's spooky. They're like, well, you're dying.
Yeah, I don't want to know what they would have to say.
No.
But I do think that this magnesium spray is changing a lot of things for me.
What's the brand you use?
It's called Sun Food Magnesium Oil. Sun Food Magnesium Oil.
Okay.
And you are supposed to spray it daily onto chest, feet, joints, and underarms. Lightly massage into skin for proper absorption. Yeah, so they don't specify at night, but it also is supposed to help with like post-workout soreness and like all of that. And I have heard, because I stumbled upon magnesium oil as a thing because there was this like hippie TikTok girl that was like selling it, and she was like promising all this stuff from why you should buy her like magnesium oil. And I was feeling spendy, and then I was like, well, I'm not going to just buy it from some TikTok grifter. Like, I'm going to go to Erewhon and do a proper haul there. So
I was TikTok grifted this past week.
What happened?
Well, not grifted, but just like, I guess the word would be influenced. Mm-hmm. And I bought something that somebody was talking about.
What is it?
It's nothing that sexy. It's a mint coconut oil pulling.
I saw that TikTok I got it. How is it?
It's great. I've been oil pulling for a long time. I took a break, but because I normally would just do Trader Joe's used to have, they might still have them, but like individual coconut oil packets.
Oh.
And then I would use peppermint essential oil, and I would literally like mixology in my bathroom doing it, which is like a lot of work. So I put that practice down, and then I got inundated with oil pulling TikToks. And so I was like, okay, I guess I'm back on the train, and I got it, and it's really good.
Okay, you got to send me the link because I want to get back on it. I used to oil pull as well, and I would just take like a spoonful out of the jar.
Yeah.
But then I had one day, there was just one day where I spooned and then I had the lump in my mouth and I like straight up gagged, and I was like, I can never do this again.
It takes some getting used to.
Like, I was fine with the lump and like the solid to liquid.
Yeah.
Transformation for so long, but then it was like one day the texture caught up to me and I was like, no more. So I need just a liquid thing.
The body keeps the score. It, you know, sure what they does. Say.
But I think that that's probably the best way to like teeth whiten
for everything. It's just like gum health. It's death creeps in through the gums, so we gotta be mindful.
I know. Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah,
to be brushing. I just got, I had to get a new retainer, which was a sobering price point.
Ugh.
And then I was like, because retainers get so gross after a while and they're like cloudy and like disgusting, even if you brush them. And I was like really darked out by the state of my old retainer. And then I've been since on a mission of like, I'm keeping this retainer like sparkling clean and it's going to be pristine at all times. And I got this little like ultrasonic
cleaner thing.
And then I put a little retainer bright tablet in there and pop my retainer in there every morning after I take it out and rinse it.
That's right.
And it's been,
that's the way to do
sparkling.
It.
Sparkling. And it is very satisfying.
I don't do a retainer, but I have a mouth guard for my TMJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Truly one of the biggest investment pieces I have is this damn mouth guard.
I know, my retainer cost as much as like,
it's a luxury item.
I'm treating this retainer like that's the Celine loafers. Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
I know.
All right. I mean, this was a haul. We have so many more suggestions, so
keep it coming. I'm seeing really good stuff on
here.
There's
amazing ones. Thank you guys so much for listening and being so amazing. Really appreciate a real niche, not sheesh.
Mm-hmm.
So really quickly before we go, exciting little thing that I'm hosting October 14th, which is a Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon PST. Got together with my dear friend Kelsey Patel, and we are hosting a Q4 virtual vision boarding workshop using Pinterest and Canva, and it's fun and it really helps sculpt the month. And I really wanted to host something for Q4 to just like finish off the year strong, kind of like dial in whatever we're trying to accomplish. So I'm gonna put a link at the description if anybody's interested. If you use the code niche, you'll get $15 off. This practice has changed my life. It's so effective. So you're invited.
I will be there. I'm very excited to vision board Kris Jenner style.
Oh, yeah. Huge. And Kelsey.
Yeah.
As we know.
Noted Vanderpump Rules Reiki healer Kelsey Patel, who is actually like very legit, Goop approved. And I've done a meditation of hers. It was A+.
She's the best. So yeah. I'm so excited to be doing this with her and so excited to be back to hauling.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be back.
Stay niche.
Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you loved today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.